listening to Smart as a Cookie, the podcast, presented by USA Girl Scouts Overseas in partnership with me, Christina Lachaga. Thank you so much for joining us for our final episode of season two. Oh my gosh, 6 episodes of season two. If you haven't checked them all out, make sure you go check them out after you watch this one. So we are going to be introducing you to someone I am sure you already know. If you've watched the Olympics, if you know who Simone Biles is, if you like gymnastics, maybe you take gymnastics. Clues? Any guesses? Okay, I am so excited to introduce you to Jordan Childs. So Jordan is an Olympic silver medalist. Jordan competes in artistic gymnastics, and she is BFFs with the GOAT, Simone Biles. Oh my goodness. So Jordan was so much fun to talk to. She's actually a sophomore now at UCLA. She was a freshman when I spoke to her. Go Bruins. And she is going to be sharing so much advice for girls, and I cannot wait for you to check this out. So she is a confident, cool, and courageous gymnast who took home the Olympic silver medal at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics, which took place in 2021. Okay. And she took home that Olympic silver medal alongside her Team USA teammates. And she's so amazing. She actually knows firsthand the importance of believing in the power of your dreams. Jordan has aspired to be an Olympic athlete for most of her young life, and she is living the dream after winning that silver medal in Tokyo. It's so funny because I know it's Tokyo 2020, but I want to say 2021 because it actually took place in 2021. It's all right. Everyone, we're all on the same page. We know. It's all good. So Jordan's going to be sharing advice for girls with ambitious dreams and goals, just like her. She's going to spill what it's like to be BFFs with the GOAT Simone Biles and train alongside her. That's pretty amazing. And also the importance of female friendships. I think one of the most important things that I've taken away from watching women's gymnastics that I think really stands out from most individual sports and even team sports, to be honest, is like the bond and the sisterhood and just like the cheering each other on. I really think a lot of sports could really do with some more of that. I think that's really cool. And I really love everything that she shared in this interview. So Jordan is smart as a cookie and you are too. Let's check out this interview. I've already stated that I've owned the rhyme game. Okay, here we go. So I am here with Jordan Childs. I'm going to let her introduce herself in just a second, but we know that she's an elite gymnast. She competed at Tokyo 2020, the Olympic Games. She brought home a silver medal for Team USA, and we are so, honestly, so honored. So Jordan, tell us a little bit about yourself. I heard that you are also just starting at UCLA. Oh my gosh, tell us everything.
First off, I just want to say, what's up, Girl Scouts? I love Girl Scout cookies ever since I was younger, so having this opportunity is so amazing. I am just here to give you guys some encouraging words and can't wait to see you guys succeed and thrive in your guys' little journeys. Like you said, yes, I have started at UCLA, and honestly, it's been a crazy ride knowing that I've committed to this school since eighth grade year, and, you know, finally being on campus and just enjoying the college life has been really, really fun. But, you know, there's always some little perks up here and there, so I'm literally living in an apartment by myself right now, and just enjoying that college life. I love it so much. I love the team. The atmosphere at UCLA has been really, really amazing.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. You have so much going on and off the beam. So it's so exciting to hear about, and congrats. We're so excited. So you've accomplished so much already in your life. At just 10 years old, you qualified for Junior Olympic Nationals in 2018. You traveled the world representing the U.S. in Germany and Colombia. And then, of course, last year, 2020 turned 2021, Tokyo Olympics. So you earned the silver medal. So what is your secret? These girls, they're like, how can we be like Jordan? What do you attribute your success to? And what advice do you have for Girl Scouts with equally ambitious goals and dreams?
So I would say to all my Girl Scouts out there, just stay focused, stay determined. Your dreams are always big enough to be fulfilled. I go off of the quote of my own, always believe in the power of your dreams, because, you know, you can never push too hard, but you don't want to push as hard and like as you continue your dream. So you want to go into it with your whole entire mind, but also make sure you take care of yourself, because that is very, very key. Mental health is something that is very, it's been talked about throughout this whole time period. So I would say just make sure you're doing things for yourself. It was a crazy ride for me getting to this Olympic experience. But you know, there's always ups and downs. Your road is never perfect, and that is okay. Just always take those little bumps and think of them as lessons that you learned, and take the good out of all of them, and just continue on that little road of yours, and just always pursue something that you know you're gonna love.
And it's amazing to see where it's gonna take you. So you never know what's around the corner for you.
Yes. Yes.
Keep going on your road.
Yes, just keep going.
So you've been pretty outspoken about how elite level gymnastics is not always fun. It's not always fun. So you're now at University of California, Los Angeles college gymnastics team, and you seem to be having an absolute blast. We've seen your Instagram posts. We're so excited. So what is the difference between the two experiences? Can you explain to Girl Scouts, why is it important to have fun in what you love?
The world we live in, there are always many different like things that are thrown at us, right? In my sport, it's a common thing to be heard that, oh, gymnastics isn't fun because I'm always doing this, always doing that. And I found that gymnastics can be fun. And when I thought of it that way, I put my own twist to it, and I just went into my sport with a different mindset, knowing that, yes, there might be days that are really, really hard. I took those days and was just like, let's just laugh about things that are like, make jokes and just continue my day knowing that it's going to be a good day. And so, you know, having fun is something that I think a lot of people should enjoy in a sport that's very, very hard, because you go through so much, and it sucks that we go through so much, but hey, it's a life. Life is hard in general. So, you know, I would always say always have fun. The difference between college and elite is the mindset. When you go into college, you know, okay, I'm going into a college. You think of like parties and having fun and going to restaurants with friends and shopping and doing this and doing that. And in the elite world, it's like, yes, I can do all of this, but I have to be very, very cautious because I have practice the next morning. Who knows what's going to happen? I have to make sure I'm rested. And so that's kind of how the difference is. It's a little more strict in the elite world than it is with the college life.
A little bit more structured. You're always kind of thinking about that next competition.
PBR, yes.
Right time. All those fun things, right?
Yes.
that's amazing. And so I know that our Girl Scouts know a certain BFF of yours, Simone Biles, right?
Ah!
So first of all, how cool is that, being BFFs with her? That's amazing. But most importantly, it was also Simone who stepped in and gave you a little bit of a pep talk when you thought about maybe leaving the sport. So and you went on to earn a silver medal. So we're all very thankful for that pep talk, right? So why are having female friendships like the one that you have with Simone so important? And what words of wisdom can you give our Girl Scouts about having with the importance of friendship and teamwork, since you work with her too?
So I never thought I would have a friend like Simone ever in my life. It was kind of crazy to even think that I'm best friends with a two-time Olympian, role model, goat of the gymnastics world, and basically the whole entire world, if you really think about it. She's dominating every single piece in her sport and outside of her sport. So I would say when it comes to a friendship, you want to make sure you know that person very, very well in a different world. Like for me, I know Simone in a way that a lot of people don't. And I think it's good to know that because I can help her in certain situations that maybe someone else can't. And having that friendship helped. As you can tell, we literally went to the Olympics together and we were both able to come back and do what we love. And it was just crazy to think about, like, Simone Biles basic is a big sister to Jordan Chiles. And I never in my mind was even thinking it of that way. Because it's like, I see her every day. I was able to train with her. I was able, like, I think of her more as a sister than I do a best friend. But in those times that we do kind of struggle, I do take that friendship role and just tell her, like, hey, you're good. We have this. Like, just keep going, stay focused. So friendships are really, really hard to find. But I would say when you know you found that right, that little cherry on top of that sundae, you found somebody that will always be with you and be basically your ride or die.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. It's like the support system, the things you don't see on Instagram. It's, yes. It's that. That's what it's about. It's not, that's amazing.
Yes.
What I think about when I think of that is Girl Scouts, we're kind of like Girl Scout sisters.
Mm-hmm.
It's that same sisterhood. So mm-hmm. It's so exciting to see, especially in such a competitive world, that that support system can be found. And I really love, honestly, watching the gymnastics, just to go off script from my questions. I think what's really cool is that gymnastics, you see that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like when I watch other sports, like I love figure skating and other things, I don't really see that as much. So you guys are literally cheering each other on and screaming from the sidelines. It's amazing. So, I think our Girl Scouts, you got to scream from the sidelines for your other Girl Scout sisters.
Yes, yes. I would 100% say that's very true. Very true.
That's amazing. So you face different challenges and obstacles so fearlessly. Honestly, strong, confident, focused, empowered, athlete and person. So you seem to face them head on. So what advice do you have for girls for Girl Scouts who may encounter similar obstacles because of their age or maybe during cookie season? Or like, what if a girl needs to face a challenge head on? What is your advice?
Keep pushing. Always keep your mind on the path that you know you want to succeed. No, don't let anybody tell you something different because you know who you are, and don't basically impress yourself. Don't impress others.
I like that.
Yes.
I was like, ooh, I like that.
Well, that's what I found. That's what I found in myself, in my own sport. Like I needed to be doing it. Like I needed to do it for myself and not for others because I would enjoy it more than going out there knowing that if I mess up, I'm messing up because I know what I did and not because the audience or whoever is going to make a comment on it.
That's really empowering. I like that. Okay, we have one last question for you during our interview. So, I can't believe we're at the last question. So you've had so many amazing adventures, which is so on brand with this year's new Girl Scout cookie called Adventure Falls. We'll have to send you a box. So I have two questions. What has been your favorite adventure so far, and what adventure is next on your horizons?
Oh, so my favorite adventure would probably be the Tokyo Olympics. That was something, like I said, I've always had that dream ever since I was little, but I think it was the journey that I had prior to it. And being at the Olympics was kind of like my reward. And then on top of that, winning a silver medal was like, wow, this is an extra little piece to it. So that was my favorite adventure, and I don't think I would change the world for anything that happened over there. But besides that, my next adventure, I am obviously in school right now, and we've done competition, so I will hopefully our team will be going to NCAAs next this year, actually. Wow, it's crazy to say we're in 2022, but this year, mind blown. This year, I'm hoping that our team makes it to NCAAs and we come back with an NCAA title. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed because I know and I feel like our team can do that.
Oh my gosh, but we'll be cheering you on. I'm cheering you on from here. When this pandemic gets better, I'm going to fly out. We can see you guys compete. That'd be cool.
Yes, yes. Thank you.
Your adventureful cookies coming with us.
Yes.
thank you so, so much. Last question. How was your Gold Over America tour? Fun?
That was so fun. When I mean I had the best time ever, I had the best time ever. Whenever I got asked to do the Gold Over America tour, I was all in because I don't know if anybody else did this, but I thought I could be like a musician, like an artist. And so when I asked to go on tour, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm living like, so I used to go and watch the Fifth Harmony YouTube videos that they would put out, like their vlogs, and I was like, oh my gosh, it looks so fun, like I want to live on a tour bus and do this, do that. And so I had that, I was like, I'm literally living my Fifth Harmony days right now. And so I had an amazing time, definitely inspired a lot of young girls out there and even adults, and it was a huge woman empowerment that we were able to put on. So I was really excited that I was able to be a part of it.
That's incredible. And we can just bring Fifth Harmony back as Sixth Harmony with Jordan. So there you go.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Super cute.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks for helping us climb with courage, Jordan.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you so much, Jordan, for joining us for an amazing interview. We love speaking with you. I know that all of our listeners for Smart as a Cookie, the podcast, absolutely loved listening to it, learning from you, and honestly, just getting to know you better. And I'm sure that they'll all score a perfect 10 in Jordan Charles trivia now. So thank you so much, Jordan. I'm sure that Jordan's advice and her secrets to Olympic success, will definitely translate over into whatever goals and dreams that you're pursuing, and also just how to be fearless, have fun, and so much more. She is incredible. And just like another fun fact, just to add to your Jordan Childs fun facts, she loves all things superhero and Wonder Woman, and she'd love to star in a Marvel movie one day. So if anyone who produces or directs Marvel movies is listening, call Jordan, okay? Just call Jordan. Just put it in the word, call Jordan. And if you're a Girl Scout, we can't leave this interview without telling you Jordan's favorite Girl Scout cookie. So I'm going to give you a second, going to give you a quick second to, in your mind, guess what her favorite Girl Scout cookie is. If you're like listening and you want to like put it in the chat, if there's a chat, if you're on Spotify, you know what? I'm going to do like a quick poll and let's see if that actually works. I don't know if it'll work, but at some point you'll see a poll. So vote in the poll what you think her favorite Girl Scout cookie is. So, okay, ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, here we go. Her favorite Girl Scout cookies are Thin Mints and Samoas. So Thin Mints and Samoas. So if you run into Jordan and you're a Girl Scout and you have Thin Mints and Samoas, you got to gift them to her. If you go see her compete at an NCAA competition, there you go. That's your way to be like, hey, Jordan, let's get a selfie. Awesome. Thank you so much, Jordan. And actually, you know what? I just have to read this off. So this was off of the USA Gymnastics website. And, you know, we talked about that she is an Olympic silver medalist, and that is just incredible. But I just have to give like a few more stats, because these are even more stats from post-Olympics as well. And I just think this is important to share, because I think it's really inspiring, and I think it's really cool to see all her success even since the Olympics, which what, like a year and a half ago. So here we go. 2022 world team champion. Okay. Get that just to click real quick. And vault and floor exercise silver medalist. So that was for 2022 U.S. all around on even bars and floor exercise bronze medalist, 2020 Olympic team silver medalist, yes, 2021 U.S. all-around in vault bronze medalist, and then there's even more, but I'm not going to read them all, but I thought that was really cool just to see, like, the momentum that she took from the Olympics and also being part of UCLA's gymnastics team. It's cool, and I think a highlight, it was one question I literally threw in at the end of the interview, because I've, like, been looking at her Instagram and everything, was what it's like touring as a gymnast. It's interesting to tour as a pop singer, but then it was interesting to see what Jordan had to say about touring as a gymnast and basically comparing it to Fifth Harmony. I was like, okay, so real quick story before we go. So this is just had to throw this in. So if you don't know, I'm a pop singer songwriter. And back in 2014, I got to perform down in Baltimore, Maryland at the pre-party to the Austin Mahone concert. It was really cool. It was at a Power Plant Live, if you've been to Baltimore. And so Austin Mahone was in performing that night at Pier 6 Pavilion. So he had three different opening acts. If you know who the first opening act is, you get a gold star. So first opening act was Shawn Mendes. Second opening act was it Fifth Harmony? And then the Vamps? Fifth Harmony and then the Vamps. Or maybe the Vamps and then Fifth Harmony. I'm not sure the exact order, but 2014, Shawn Mendes standing on this massive stage at the Pier 6 Pavilion with him and his guitar. I actually was a little late to getting there. So we were walking in, and this has nothing to do with this. I'm getting to the point. But my mom and I were walking in, and I was like, oh my gosh, there's Shawn Mendes, like, on the stage. We weren't even in our seats, so we didn't even get to catch his full set. But basically, going off of Jordan's story, post-concert, we're driving home. We're on 95. We are going to stop at the rest area. And so we stop the car in the rest area, and we're going to go in because, like, had a little bit of a drive. And what do we see? Fifth Harmony's tour bus. So that was pretty crazy. So Fifth Harmony's tour bus was parked there. And actually, their security guard was Big Rob. So this is taking us back even further. But if you know, obviously, the Jonas Brothers, Big Rob was their security guard for a very long time, especially at the peak of Burning Up and like the tours, like, surrounding Camp Rock time, Camp Rock era. And their, like, first few albums. Yeah. So Big Rob. So my mom and I met Big Rob, which was kind of crazy. And he told me that I could have met the girls, but they're already sleeping on the bus. So I was, like, pretty shocked. I was like, this is pretty cool. Just to know, like, we were within feet of Fifth Harmony on their tour bus. I think that's a pretty unique experience. And there was no one else in that parking lot from that concert. Like, it was literally just me and my mom. And we're like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Imagine if they hadn't already been sleeping or whatever. We could have met them. So, and maybe they weren't sleeping, but you never know. It was still pretty cool. But yeah, so literally Jordan's story about being on a tour and comparing it to Fifth Harmony took me down memory lane. So I had to share that. But a little fun fact before we go. If you ever see a tour bus, you know, see if the security guard's there. Say hi. See who it is. You never know. You never know. They might come out and say hi, or just, you know, give you a guitar pick. Who knows? That's pretty cool. Yeah, but Jordan, you're incredible. I hope you get to go on many more tours and perform across the United States and worldwide in arenas. That'd be amazing. And I hope to see you compete or both perform one day. So go, Jordan. We'll be cheering you on, and we cannot wait to see where your journey takes you. Maybe it'll take you to Paris 2024. I'm cheering for you. I know you got this. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you in our next episode for season 3. Stay tuned. See ya. I hope Smart as a Cookie inspires you as you follow your heart's dream. Let us know what your heart's dream is and how you are following it and how our interviews have helped you to achieve your goals and achieve your dreams. And if you're a Girl Scout, how helped you this cookie season? To learn more about USA Girl Scouts Overseas, visit usagso.org. USA Girl Scouts Overseas brings Girl Scouts to daughters of military, foreign service, and American expat families around the world and to girls in American or international schools. An operating unit of the Girl Scouts of the USA, USAGSO ensures that no matter where American families move, they will have access to the Girl Scout leadership experience. Follow USA Girl Scouts Overseas on Facebook and at GS Overseas on Instagram. You can also follow me, Christina Lachaga, your host, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, Snapchat, pretty much wherever, at Christina Lachaga. And I can't wait to hear about your favorite episode, your favorite guest, and your favorite moment from Smart as a Cookie. Hey, so here's our disclaimer here. So don't forget that our interviews were filmed for USA Girl Scouts Overseas Cookie Rally 2022. Our special guests have been up to a lot of things since then, so make sure you check out their social media, websites, and official channels for everything that our guests have been up to since then, their recent updates, all the amazing projects that they're working on, the products that they've been releasing, the competitions they've been competing in, whatever they're up to, be sure you go and check out their social medias, support them, follow them, and see what they've been up to since. And if you liked the music that you heard during this episode, it's RSVP by me, Christina Lachaga. So you can check it out on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, Google Play, wherever you check out your music and listen to your music. You can add it to your library and you can add it to your playlist. Thanks for listening. Thank you so much. And I'll see you for our next episode. Talk soon. And remember, you are smart as a cookie. No, go get a Girl Scout cookie. See ya. I've got your back, you've got mine for the rest of time. I've got your back, you've got mine for the rest of time.